Text messages can double your chances of stopping smoking. This is the finding of a big scientific study of volunteer quitters in Britain. Dr. Carrie Free from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine told me all about their text messaging program and what they did in their randomised trial of smoking cessation.
We recruited people, and once they were recruited and agreed to join up the trial, they were randomly allocated to either the intervention or control group, which means they had an equal chance of getting the intervention or not getting the interventional programme.
How many people did you have joining this programme?
We had 5,800 people join the programme. They were randomly allocated to either receive the programme or not, and then we followed them up at 6 months. To be eligible to join the trial, you had to be aged over 16, you had to be a daily smoker, and you had to be willing to make an attempt at quitting in the next month.
Right, now, what did you do with the text messages?
The people who got the programme were asked to set a quit date, and they received an intensive period of support for the week before their quit date and for 4 weeks afterwards. So the messages were mainly about encouragement, support, providing information, giving feedback. After 5 weeks, the messages reduced in frequency to 3 per week until the 6 month follow up.
So they got encouragement, but you had two groups, a placebo group that didn't get encouragement.
Both groups were given information about existing smoking cessation services, so they could use any other support they wanted. The control group got messages thanking them for taking part in the trial and asking them to make sure they completed the follow-up, because obviously that's important for having robust and clear results.
What sort of messages did the active group get?
Well, one example of a message was we sent a message to them to say, congratulations, your oxygen levels are now normal. Well done, you know, keep going. Another example of a text message would be, for the first few days after you quit, your cravings for cigarettes tend to be very strong and then they ease off. So around day 4, we sent a message saying, your cravings may be strong today, but don't worry, they will become easier tomorrow.
And you actually monitored whether they had given up smoking and were not lying about it. How did you do that?
We sent people a test in the post, and they used a dental swab and put that in their mouth, and then they had to return it in the packaging to us. Mm. And that test measures cotinine, which is a marker of smoking. So it's a biochemical test that confirms whether or not someone is smoking.
What was the result then of the study?
The text to stop program doubles people's chances of quitting, so you're twice as likely to quit if you take part in the program than if you try on your own.
I should say, of course, that we shouldn't expect miracles, but you did get a lot of people to stop smoking, and twice as many. What were the figures altogether?
There was about 11% of people who received the programme Stop Smoking, and about 5% of people who didn't receive the programme Stop Smoking.
Now, that difference of 5% more people succeeding when they got encouragement by text messages, how does that compare with other ways of stopping smoking, like having nicotine patches or hypnotherapy? Or there are many other ways, aren't there?
Yeah, of the ways that have been shown to be effective, there's support, such as counselling face-to-face or group or telephone, and then there's medication, such as nicotine replacement therapy or varenicline. And the support roughly doubles your chances of successfully quitting. Telephone support is slightly lower, and medication, again, roughly doubles your chances of quitting, with varenicline being a little bit more effective. Hypnotherapy, there's not really very good evidence that it works very well. And if you use the support and the medication combined, you're 4 times more likely to quit. So it's very much in keeping with that work. But the lovely thing about text messaging is just how convenient it is to receive support, and also how inexpensive it is to provide.
What is the take-home message then for people all over the world who want to give up smoking, and perhaps their doctors too?
I think the take-home message is that texting doubles your chances of quitting, and because it's very inexpensive, it's a potentially affordable way of people receiving smoking cessation support internationally as well as nationally.
That was Carrie Free from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.